life. Okay.
Oh, here's Alina.
Okay, good.
Hi, sorry.
Hello, love.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie. Okay, so we didn't begin because me and Mio and I were just having a chat. Mio, we'll carry on another time, yeah?
Absolutely.
Bless you. Thanks. All right. So I'm glad you could come.
Yeah, me too. Sorry.
Yeah, Jody wasn't able to make it, and Julie is traveling. So let's just start off with our prayer. And I remember that Elena especially likes the sound of the Hebrew, so we decided we were going to do that. Ribon olamim v'adonai adonim, av hachaman v'slichot, modim anachnu lefanecha adonai Eloheinu v'le'avoteinu, b'kida v'shtachavaya, שכרבתנו לתורתך ולבודתך ודות הקודש, ונתת לנו חלק בסודות תורתך הקדושה, מה אנו ומחיינו, אשר עשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה. על כן אנחנו מפעילים תחנוננו לפניך, שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו ועוונותינו, ואלו עוונותינו מבדילים בינינו לביניך. וכן יהי רצון מלפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו, שתכונן את לבבינו ליראתך ולאהבתך. תקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלה, תפתח לבבינו הראל בסודות תורתך, ואל לימודנו זה נחת רוח לפני כסא כבודך כורך ניחוח. תציל עלינו אור מקור נשמתנו בכל בחינתנו, שנוצצו ניצוצות עבדיך הקדושים, אשר לידם גילית דבריך אלה בעולם, וזכותם, וזכות אבותם, וזכות תורתם ותמימותם קדושתם, יעמוד לנו לבל נקשר בדברים אלו. בזכותם תראה עינינו במה שאנו לומדים, כממה נעים זמירות ישראל, גל עיניי והביט הנפלאות מתורתך. כי אדוני ייתן חוכמה מפיו דעת ותבונה, יהיו לו רצון עם היפי, והגיון לי בפניך, אדוני צורי וגואלי.
אמן.
אמן. אוקיי, so, last time, we were looking at paragraph 20, I think it was. Let me just find my spot. Oh, wait a minute. I was meant to read that in English, wasn't I? Sorry, Mia. Master of the world and Lord of lords, Father of mercy and forgiveness, we give thanks before you, O Lord our God and God of our fathers, by bowing the head and prostrating ourselves, that you've brought us to your holy Torah and your service. And you've given us a portion in the meanings of your holy Torah. What are we and what is our life that you've done for us such a great loving kindness as this? Therefore we lay our supplication before you, that you forgive and pardon all our sins and iniquities, and do not let our iniquities separate us from you. Therefore may it be your will, O Lord our God and God of our fathers, that you prepare our hearts to have reverence of you and love of you, and that your ears listen to these our words, and open our uncircumcised heart in the meanings of your Torah, and may our learning give nachat ruach before the throne of your glory as a sweet smelling fragrance, and may the light of the source of our soul be bestowed upon us in all its aspects, and may the sparks of your holy servants, through whom you revealed these your words into the world, through their merit and the merit of their fathers and the merit of their Torah, their perfection and their holiness, stand by us that we do not stumble in these words. And through their merit, enlighten our eyes in what we are learning. As the sweet singer of Israel said, open my eyes, and I will look in the wonders of your Torah. For the Lord will give chokhmah from his mouth, knowledge and understanding. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be forever acceptable before you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. Great. Now then. Okay, so I was just finding the spot. And
yeah, Dita, before you start, I'm going to have to get off at 8, so I'll just get off and you continue.
You're going to have to work. Get off what, love?
At 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes, so I'm just going to, and then I'll listen to the recording.
All right, my sweet.
Okay, thank you.
All right, not to worry. And now, okay, what we looked at last time was that When man was originally created, his body was a perfect body. But now, because he's of the will to receive for itself alone, which come into it through the eating of the tree of knowledge, he has got this additional demand, and therefore the digestive system works in a way. One second, there's somebody at the door, sorry. Who is it? Right, that was my daughter who needed to come in, sorry. Okay, so we said that the perfection of the body is no longer there. Okay, and we were going to carry on. V'ata zachinu laskil uladat b'dvar shnei hanhagot hasotrot zo et zo ad l'katzei sh'amadu alein la'ayl ba'ot yud alef ayin sham ki hanhagot kiyum b'kakala shul b'nei ha'metziut kvar avra ממערכת הקדושה למערכת הסיטרא אחרא, והוא מסיבת הספחת של גדלות הרצון לקבל לעצמו, הנקשר בבני המציאות מסיבת אכילת העץ הדעת, שגרם פירוד והפכיות ושנאה בין מערכת הקדושה לבניין הגופות של בני מציאות העולם הזה. ושכבר הקדושה אינה יכולה לקיימם לזונם משולחן גבוה. ולכן, כדי שלא תחרב המציאות, וכדי להזמין להם מהלך תיקונם, מעשה לכללות השפע שקיום המציאות, שעניין מפח הניצוצים שלה, למערכת הסיטרא אחרא, שהם היו המפרנסים לכל בני עולם, בזמן המשך התיקונים. So, I'll read that in English. That was one whole sentence. It was a jolly, jolly long one. And now we've merited to know and contemplate the two opposite ways in which the world runs, which are completely opposite, which we looked at before, that, you know, when a person's born, he's got all this wonderful hashkacha pratit surrounding him, all the love surrounding him. And as he grows up and he goes into the world, life becomes much, much, much more difficult. And it says, because the way that the world is sustained, what sustains it has moved from the framework of holiness, the framework of the Sitra Achra. And this is because of the appendage of the greatness of the will to receive for itself alone, which is connected in the reality because of the eating of the tree of knowledge, which caused separation and opposition of form between the framework of holiness and the building of the bodies of the reality of this world, such that holiness can no longer sustain them and give them sustenance from its high table. And therefore, in order that the reality should not be destroyed, in order to appoint for them their tikkun, the bounty for the sustenance of reality was moved over from the framework of holiness to the framework of the Sitra Achra, that these should now sustain the people of the world during the time of their tikkunim. And thus we find that the order of existence is very, very confused, because from evil people can only come forth wickedness. But what will you do? If we limit the bounty to the people of the world, then of course there will be destruction and suffering. But if we have more bounty, we find that there is even greater separation to those who receive it. Because the more bounty we receive, the more the will to receive grows. The way the will to receive grows is that if we give it one portion, it wants two. If you give it two portions, it wants 200. If you give it 200 portions, it wants 400, and so on, until a A person dies and he cannot satisfy his own will to receive. And this is like the joy of separation, which is attained by the separate flesh and the ulcer that we looked at last week. And the joy just increases the separation. And we find that selfish love just grows and grows in those who receive the bounty, till each man swallows up his friend. And the physical life gets shorter also, because the more they receive, the quicker the end comes. And in every way you turn, there people are just accusing. It's really a problem, isn't it? But we can see this in the world. You can see this in the reality of the materialism of America. The more people have, the more they want. The more they feel they can't do without. The more they want, the more they want, the more they want. Until you even have, in a very rich country like America, you have homeless and you have people who are suffering, you know, destitution and absolute poverty. Because the whole thing gets so unbalanced. Because that's the nature of the will to receive in materialism. It just gets more and more and more out of control. On the other hand, if there isn't the bounty there at all, then people suffer because they just hasn't got the food to eat and the clothes to wear and the houses to live in. So to get that balance right is very difficult indeed. In fact, the only way we can really get it right is by giving to each other instead of receiving.
Yeah, Dita.
Sure.
Did he also speak about on the other side of that coin that the will to give also multiplies and multiplies and multiplies? Like you give a little and then you want to give double and then you want to give 200 and you want to...
I have never heard it like that, Aline. I wish what you're saying is true. I haven't actually heard that to be the case. So I don't actually know if that's the case or not. I never heard that.
I was just wondering if there was a parallel from on the giving side of what he's talking about.
I think there is a parallel, because I think it's a way of being. And the more a person gets into giving, the more he gets into giving. And people who are givers tend to be good at giving and better at giving and better at giving and better at giving. So I think there probably is a parallel, yes. Yes, I think so. And in this you can understand, it goes on to say, yes, I think there is. I think there is a parallel. At least I think the more we give, the more we give, the more we give. Yes, I do think so. Aline, I've never heard it written exactly like that, but I think it's true what you said. And it goes on to say, in the Ketuvot, the person should pray that before he gets Torah inside himself, he needs to pray not to put delicacies inside himself. Because the form of selfish receiving, which is the opposition of Kedusha, grows and multiplies in the measure of joy which is attained by his body. And if this is the case, how is it possible for him to attain the light of Torah into his body? Since he's separated in opposition of form, in the complete opposite from holiness. V'sinah gdola mitzuya b'neihem. And there's great hatred found between them. Ke'erach kol ha'afchiyim she'sonim zeh lezeh. Like all the opposites which hate each other. Ve'einam yecholim limatzei b'kvifa achad. Which cannot be found under one, in one roof. U'pashutu she'mchuyaf mikodim litpalel. She'lo yikansu ha'madanim v'atanugim l'toch gufo. ולפי רוב המעשה בתורה מצוות נמצא לאט לאט זוכה להפך צורת הקבלה לאמנת השפיעה. I think this is your answer actually. ונמצא משווה צורתו למערכת הקדושה וחזרה להיות המשתוות האהבה ביניהם כמו שהקודם חטאו של עץ הדעת וזוכה לאור תורה לאותו נכנס למחיצתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. Therefore, how is it possible for him to attain the light of Torah into his body when he's in complete opposition and separation of form to the opposite of holiness? And there's great hatred found between them, like all the opposites which hate each other. And he cannot be in one roof. And it's simple that first of all, a person should pray not to put delights and joys into his body. But according to most of his work in Torah mitzvot, he finds that slowly, slowly he merits to transform his form of receiving to that of giving. And we find that he is equivalent of form in the framework of holiness. And then he comes into a clear equivalence and form and love between him and his creator, just as it was prior to the sin of Eitz Hadat. And he merits to the light of Torah because he's come into the courtyard of the Holy Blessed One, or into the presence of the Holy Blessed One. So I think that's what he's saying, really, isn't it? It's like if we put our emphasis on giving rather than on receiving, we can transform our will to receive to a better level, to a better place, to a place where we're actually going to be in affinity of form with God. Mia, anything to add?
Not yet.
How about you, Alina? That kind of answered your question, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, it was very beautiful.
That's great.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's move on to the next paragraph, paragraph 21. Va'ata muvan heitev. Lama lo muv'et tshuvatam shel hamalachei ma'ala bidva b'riyat ha'adam. שאמרנו בהמדרש כנל, באות י' א' עין שם, להיות שעל אדם של עצה לא הסכימו אפילו מלאכי חסד וצדקה, כי עצה כולו מתחת השפעתם, ונעשה סמוך על שולחן על הסיטרה אחר כנל. And now we can understand why the answer of the ministering angels regarding the question of whether God should create man or not isn't brought in the Torah. And the reason is because on the way man is now, even the angels of loving kindness and charity never agreed, because he's completely left their influence and he's supported by the framework of evil. V'hainu shemasayim ha-midrash, and this is the way that Midrash ends, that שנטל האמת והשליחו על הארץ, that he took truth and he cast it to the ground. מיד אמרו כולם, all of them said, תעלה האמת מן הארץ, raise up the truth from the ground. כלומר, that is to say, שאפילו מלאכי חסד וצדקה התחלטו על הסכמתם, that even the angels of loving kindness and צדקה regretted their agreement. כי עד עתה תחכי לא הסכימו מעולם. For they never agreed to the way things are now. שיתבזה האמת וכולי. That the truth should be so despised. שמקרה הזה קרה בעת אכילת עץ הדעת. And this occurrence of truth being thrown to the ground was what happened at the time of the eating of the tree of knowledge. שנעדרה האמת מהנהגת קיום המציאות. Because this is when the truth was lacking in the way of reality was being conducted. Because the way a person can distinguish what is good and what isn't good became so weakened. Because the original way of his functioning was what feels good is good and what feels bad is bad. And that would have been easy for us. That would have been straightforward for us. Then we would have known what was good and what was bad, and without, we wouldn't have had any problem. But now that's been weakened. And ki hashefa shel kiyum shemapach b'chinat shonot kva hayu berurim kashemesh b'tzoraim umchuburim b'marachit ha'kdusha v'heich ochel yit'am lekarev lishtalem b'kol ha'nei hava matok ulitchot kol ha'mavara lo ba'ofen shelo yikasher adam bahem kanal ayin sham heitev. Because the way things were then, the bounty of existence, with all these 288 bits of sparks from the shattering of the vessels, had already been clarified like the sun at noon and were already joined to the framework of holiness. And so, and it says, and a palate eats and tastes, that he's able to come close and perfect himself because what is beloved is sweet, and to push away what is bitter and what is bad for him, such that a man shall not stumble in it anymore. Omnam achar ha'ti'ima harishona shel etz hadat shemelcha matah nidapka b'hem tzurat gadlut ha'kabalah atzmit v'naseh gufam im ha'kdusha shnei hafachim kanal az higi ha'shefa shel kiyum shu rapach ha'bechinot kanal lidei ha'sitra achra v'nimsa shu rapach ha'nitzotzin shayu kvar berurim chazru v'nitbalbalu bidei ha'sitra achra v'nolda tzura ha'chadasha b'metziut שהוא עניין הצורה, שתחילתה מצוק וסופה מר. כי כן נשתמתה צורת הרפח בידי הסיטרא אחרא, שאור התענוג שעל ידי מביא פירוד וטיפה של מראה כנען, שזהו צורת השקר, אבי אבות החורבנות וכל בלבול. However, after the first taste of the tree of knowledge, from which the form of the greatness of receiving oneself alone and their bodies became opposite with holiness, then the bounty of existence, which is the 288 sparks, fell into the Sitra Achra. And even those which had already been clarified have all got confused and gone into the hands of the Sitra Achra. And now we have a new form of reality, which is which something starts off with what feels good, but ends up as bitter. Because the form of the 288 sparks are in the Sitra Achra, that the light of joy brings separation and bitterness, as we said above. And this is the form of the lie, the grandfather of destruction and all confusion. And this is what the truth took and threw to the ground. And therefore, ועל כן נתווסף לאדם מתוך עצו של נחש ברור חדש, שהוא כוח הפועל השכלי, שאופני פעולתו על ידי ברורי אמת ושקר. And therefore was added to man, through the cunning of the snake, a new way of clarification, which is a power of intellectual work, that the way of its action is through the clarification of truth and falsehood, שמוכרח לשמש עמו בכל משך זמן מהלך התיקונים, which he has to use with him in throughout all the time of the תיקונים, שבלעדו הוא נמנע מהתועלת, without which he is prevented from the use, כנל באות תזיין עין שמיטב, ובוב השכל כמות הבלבוש נתהוותה בסיבת נפילת רפח ניצוצים לידי הסיטרא אחרא. And come and look at the amount of confusion which has happened because of the falling of the 288 sparks into the framework of evil. כי בתם שתעמו מיתה עץ הדת לא יכלו אישה אף לנגוע בדבר אסור. Because until they tasted from the tree of knowledge, the woman wasn't even able to touch anything forbidden. ואפילו בקירוב נגיעה לעץ הדת תקף טעמה במרירות בטעם מוות. Because even just close to touching the tree of knowledge, she tasted in it bitterness as death. ועל כן הבינה והוסיפה גם באיסור נגיעה כנ"ל אין שם. And therefore she understood and added also that it's forbidden to touch ayin sham. Va'achar ti'ima harishon shekvar shaltan hagat ha-sitra achor ha-sheka b'kiyum ha-metziyut, nase lahem ha-isur kukach matok b'tchilato. And after she tasted that first taste, which was reigning in the management of sitra achor and the lie in the reality, that became for them a he saw such a forbiddenness which was so sweet in the beginning until they were unable to separate themselves from it, as the sages have said, Sha'ama achalti v'ochel od kanam. They said, man said, I will eat and I will eat again. ובזה תבין מה שהמתן זכה שבתורה הקדושה מוגדר רק בשלוות הגופות, להיות שכל עניין התורה היא להוות תיקונו של חטא עץ הדעת, שנתבלבלה הנהגה של קיום המציאות על ידו, ולתיקון זה ניתנה התורה. And now we can understand that the reward which is in Torah is I'm not sure it means the maturation of the bodies or the tranquility of the body. Because the whole purpose of the Torah is to bring the tikkun of the sin of the tree of knowledge, through which the conduct of reality became so confused. And to correct this, the Torah was given. Kedei lachzor la'alot ha'apach nitotzin la'kedusha, in order that we can restore those 288 sparks back into holiness. She'az tashuv ha'hanhaga shel ha'kiyum el ha'kedusha. Then the management of existence will return to Kedusha. V'asu ha'bulbulim midarkei ha'kiyum ha'metziyut. And the confusion from the ways of reality will be removed. She'az yuchshuru b'nei adam l'shleimutam ha'nitzet me'aleihem. And then the people will automatically come back to their perfection through the Torah. And then because the confusion has been removed from reality, then people will be back in their perfection, al yedei habirur shel mav matok levad, in the way of what is sweet is what is feels good is good is sweet, what feels sweet is good, and what is bitter is bad. Which is the first way in which reality was before the sin of the tree of knowledge. That's amazing. That seems to be saying that when we get to the Gemara Tikkun, we will be so metukan that what feels naturally as good will be good. That sounds completely right to me. Because I think, Elena, that is very much what you were saying earlier. You know, like if we get more better at giving, do we get better at giving? And I think that the Gemara Tikkun will be so good at giving, and giving will feel so sweet to us, that will be so natural to us, that that will be so natural to us that will feel good to us. It won't be working against our nature anymore. Because now that we've got our will to receive for ourselves alone bugging us the whole time, giving feels difficult. But when we get to the Gemara Tikkun, giving will be so natural and so sweet and so good that it will feel so good and so natural that we will naturally be drawn to it. So that would be like, instead of receiving which would have been like in the eighth Sadat, when the original Gan Eden, when man went out in the Garden of Eden, he just ate the fruits and he received them and everything was fine. We will be, giving will be so natural and so sweet and so good that we won't even be thinking about what we receive. That'd be wonderful. Shunyan hashavat darkei kiyum ha'olam hashgachat ha'mavureret. Kamo shata kodem ha'chet. Aval olam haba peyush gemar inyan shu hashavat ha'tzura liyot sakanan. And that's exactly what he says. Oh, I missed a line. Sorry. V'chein ha'nevi'im inam mitzabim ela mitikun hazeh levad. And the prophets only speak about this tikkun alone. V'ushamu chazal, kol ha'nevi'im lo nitnabu ela limot ha'mashiach. All the prophets only prophesied for the days of Mashiach. Shu inyan ha'shavat darkei kiyum ha'olam b'hashgacha mevureret, which is the restoration of the ways of establishment of the world in the way of clarification as it was before the sin. And in the world to come, and as it is in the world to come, which means that the final issue is equivalence of form with the Creator. Ein lo atalohim zulatecha, and the eye has not seen this God, only you. It's going to be like really new. And this is what it says in Yimot HaMashiach. Some long quote in Zechariah, which I don't have here. Hold on. That was probably in the English, which I probably found it in the English. Any questions, any comments? This is kind of like a summary of everything we've learned in this introduction. It's like bringing us full to the end, to that full... to that full fulfillment, when we will correct the will to receive for ourselves alone, and we only be doing giving, and that will feel sweet, which is, you know, fantastic.
The sophistication of the desire to give.
Yeah.
Now, what? Just you and I were discussing that earlier, the desire to give in our own life, in our own personal life. There are so many levels and flavors of the desire to give, and you could say reasons why or motivations. And the perfection of our desire to give is what's so crucial here.
I think that's it. I think that, well, giving brings giving. That the more giving we do, the better it gets, kind of thing.
But it's not just, I'm trying to say this. Okay, there's singing. And then there's all kinds of different levels of singing, right?
Right.
Okay. And one can take your breath away and you never forget it. And one can just be cute and darling. And one could be, oh, please stop. All right. Well, giving has flavors and levels like that, too.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I think giving is like... It's giving, it's giving in your own context. It's giving in whatever context you're in to find where you can give.
Exactly. Like
we talk about giving, but there's the Torah mitzvot, which is like more of the ritual where we, set out places we can give, but there's also giving according to our own abilities, our own creativity, our own soul, our own personality, our own way of doing things, our own framework, reality, place where we are. I feel that there's, you know, wherever we happen to be, whatever ma'amechet we're in, there could be a place to give.
Exactly. And furthermore, it can be beyond our comprehension. It isn't always conscious. We can be used, we can be a conduit for giving that is beyond our capacity to understand.
We can be. I think so. I think, though, that the work of Rabbi Ashag is to try to make it conscious. I think it is. I think that the work of Rabbi Ashag is like that in everything that we do, whether we can be davening in the morning and our minds can be somewhere else completely, or we can be davening in order just to, you know, put the tick, yes, I davened. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying that's not a good thing, because maybe it is good and could be mere, but then that would be a more unconscious way of giving. But there's also a more conscious way of doing things. And I think that's really what it's getting at. Like, and the more we are more consciously doing something positive, the more we're able to feel the goodness of it. And I think what Elena asked earlier was like a really an interesting question, a really crucial question for me. Like, does it get better? Do we go from one step to two steps to 100 to 200 to 400? I never heard of it that way, but I think you're right, Elena. I think it is that way. It makes sense to me it's that way. That's a wonderful question.
Maybe it's not mathematical like that, because in
receiving,
there's like a tally in receiving, but in giving, it's like unconditional. So maybe it's not like a correlation completely, like a mathematical correlation, but energetically, it's the same. Does that make sense?
I feel it definitely gets better with, you know, I find our way in giving, that we get better at it. Yes. I'm not sure if it works in a mathematical way like the other one, but yes, I very much resonate with what you said. Yeah, I really do. That's great.
Well, I hope this doesn't sound like I'm contradicting, but where I'm coming from and where I basically live is that Hashem can use me supernaturally if I have the desire to give in ways that are bigger than my conscious understanding. And I always think of the donkey that was used in what the last Torah portion, right?
Bilam and Balak.
Okay. The donkey was not conscious, didn't have the consciousness but I can have, hopefully, more consciousness. I'm having more consciousness than a donkey. And so I can, in fact, be used supernaturally as well.
Oh, I think that's something else completely. Yeah. No, maybe it's not something else. But I think that there's to like offer yourself to God and say, God, I'm here. Use me.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. That is a desire to give.
That's truly a desire to give, certainly.
There, and it's not limited, because Hashem is not limited.
That's certainly true. And yet, I really feel that everybody is a beautiful channel for God. And if, look, Mia, he's not going to ask you to be something other than Mia. He can't use you to be other than who you are. Because those are your talents, your personality, your creativity, and he fashioned you to be exactly who he needs to be to bring through whatever he needs. So whether you're saying whether it's conscious or unconscious, but it's still got to go through you. I mean, the thing about Bilam's donkey was that he used him in a very unusual way, which is that the donkey's mouth opened and the donkey spoke. But most donkeys, I mean, any other donkey in the world doesn't do that. So, again, you know, I can ask God, use me, but I'm asking him to use me in the way that's that's fitting for me, that I can do my best, be my best, be the right person in the right space at the right time.
I agree.
That was an amazing, amazing, amazing show. I don't know. For me, it opened something up that I've been working on inside myself, and it really opened it. So I don't know. It just like it be finished off that whole section, which was amazing. Now, the fact we've only got one more paragraph left, paragraph 22, to finish the whole introduction. So that will be next week.
Wait, because I don't want anyone else to miss it.
Sorry, love?
You better wait until we're all here so we don't miss it.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, you'll be here next week, won't you?
Yes.
Alina, you'll be here next week?
Remember, she said she had...
I should be, yeah.
Okay, great. So at least you two will be here. Hopefully Jody will be here. And Julie and Julie can listen on the recording, I guess. Whilst I try to find what we're going to learn next.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Lovely, Alina. I'm so glad you were here.
Me too.
Alrighty.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.